Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hello.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we are your hosts of the only podcast hosted by a band. Mm-hmm. With timeless integrity and classic contemporary cool.
That's right. And video.
Classic contemporary cool. Kind of stolen from the IBA contemporary classic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, but we added something the IBA could not do. Cool.
Timeless is timeless, but then you also want to be contemporary.
That's true. Of the day.
Hey, wait a second, Jeff. I think I just heard your headphone microphone smatter around. Is it possible that you're...
Oh.
Nope.
It's, wow. It's impossible.
That's implausible.
Well, let's leave that in. That'll be kind of cool.
Hey, you know, I just mentioned we're doing video. Check this out. I got a TikTok ring light I'm going to put on wow. right now. A friend of mine went to the TikTok headquarters and they were like giving these out in a care package.
There's a TikTok headquarters?
Ooh.
Mike, you look good.
I'm covering the camera. There we go.
You don't look any different other than the reflection of that light is now in your lenses. Yeah.
It goes up. Hold on, we can do.
It's good. It looks a little bit Blair Witchy or something.
Well, it's just like a bright light in my face.
You look like a 20-year-old influencer. Creator. We call them creators now.
I like calling creators instead of influencers.
And now it's Tyler the Influencer? That's so weird.
Oh, God. Ooh. What's his hat say now? AI golf?
Stop! Mike, you're so pissed.
The kind of golf where you golf at a screen and a digital ball goes?
Yes, exactly. This is now the hat that Tyler the Creator is wearing.
As in his old hat said, organic, original, real golf.
Yes.
You guys want to know what's going on with me?
That would be nice to hear. Man.
I was all pumped, primed, fresh, and ready to go for this pot all day. I'm going to pot. Mm. I'm going to be so on point and so funny. And I felt cool, crisp, fantastic.
Nice. Mm.
Then just before we start rolling, I ate a big ramen. You know how we like to take the cheap top ramen, but you jazz it up with all the tricks and bells and whistles? Mm-hmm. I did one of those, and I really went for it. I did a good job, but I ate this whole punch bowl of salty, spicy, fatty fucking ramen, and I feel like shit. I'm tired from the salt. I'm sweaty from the heat. I need to go to bed.
No, Tim, you need a cool, crisp beverage. That's what you need. It's gonna level you right out. Like
I need a sweet, sweet coffee beverage.
Dump a little booze on that spicy soup. So wait, Tim, what'd you put in there? A little egg, maybe?
Yeah.
So
what was the noodle? Was just the top ramen? You added stuff to it.
I had chili flavor top ramen, but you know, you only supposed to put two cups of water. I put in like 2 gallons of water because I want that thing to be big in a big punch bowl. Then, God, I mean, I got the seaweed snacks. I didn't have pork belly, but I had like good bacon, like butcher bacon from the deli counter. So I put that in there. I did sesame oil. I did chili oil, chili crisp, a little bit of soy sauce. Cracked an egg in there. But guys, here's the real thing. All those things made it incrementally better. Mm-hmm. And I've been toying with this a lot. You know what is the one main fucking thing that makes ramen restaurant quality right in your shitty little home?
Salt.
butter.
Oh, fuck.
Sounds weird.
No, that doesn't sound weird.
Big fat pad of butter, maybe like a double pad, a big cube of butter, and melted in there. And then suddenly I was like, I can't believe I didn't pay $18 for this $1 ramen.
Wow.
Tim, you'll remember not a week ago, I was texting you. I was trying to do the same thing in my house, make some ramen. I said, Tim, what's the thing I need? What makes restaurant ramen different? And you said the egg. And I said, well, I did a hard-boiled egg that I cut in half, put in. And you had mentioned making, I said, what makes it creamier? And you said,
soft.
I think
cream.
I think cream or something. And I said, what about mayonnaise? You said, oh, right. Okay. So I did mayonnaise and it was okay, but this
which is made
sounds,
out of eggs.
Mm-hmm. And just gave it a little thickness to it.
That would be similar to the butter experience I just had.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, but the butter is a good idea.
Ooh. Mike, what you do is I've got like an egg maker where I can like soft boil like 8 eggs at a time or something. So the, you know, you take them out of the thing and the white is solid, but then
yeah,
you got that gelatinous yolk. So you get to do like an Instagram food porn carve in there. Uh-huh. David Chang yolk spill.
Oh God.
Daddy.
Don't do that on the pod. Not on this pod.
I'll do that on my other pod. Call him daddy.
You want to talk about food porn on Instagram? How about just porn on Instagram? Listen to this. I'm on the other day scrolling through and I see in my account that's women breastfeeding. I say, interesting, yeah. Women's breasts.
Mike, that's a natural nature thing, Mike. We celebrate that.
That's
on
what
this
I
pod
said. That's what I said. And it's like, oh, this is how.
That's why I said alone on my phone to myself.
We celebrate this.
We celebrate this. So what I said was, oh, that's how you can do nudity on Instagram by breastfeeding. Then I started looking into it a little more. There's people on this account. They, first of all, they would have the baby and they'd take their boob out and put it in the baby's mouth. And I was looking closer. The baby was a
fake baby.
Was a fake baby. It was a doll.
Oh, brilliant.
So there's a couple, but then there was others mixed in with babies that were moving stuff. But I was like, this is a fake baby. It is not moving whatsoever. Its hands are like, you know, it's got like the I don't know how to say, like, it can move around.
It's like one of those little babies in a New Orleans king cake with little plastic on. Yeah, tiny.
It doesn't even cover up the whole nipple.
So would you be able to make a whole feature length porno and then right at the end a baby pops in and says, hey mama, and then you're
probably
like,
probably not. Probably not, because there's probably rules
mama
about.
I want milk. Mommy milkers.
Now, Mike, did you find, were you convinced at all? Did you really feel like you were onto something? Is this baby convincing? Is this a Jim Henson's Creature Shop baby?
Well, I said to myself, I got to get to the bottom of this. So I probably did 3-4 hours of research on this thing. it was convincing only because I was seeing it and like being like, why is this
yes
shown on Instagram and not other stuff? Ooh, looks like we got, looks like De Niro just entered the chat. Hey, De Niro got a haircut, it looks like. Looking good.
Thank you.
I got to get over and give my a little bit of a haircut.
He doesn't sound like De Niro.
No, he doesn't sound like De Niro. Or
he's
look
doing
like
the
him
face.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. You blew it. Have you guys seen Copland? You blew it.
I never did see that movie, Tim.
Oh, that's what You Blew It's from? I thought it was from... dude, what's this Sandler and Sandberg movie? He says You Blew It like Pacino in that movie.
Anger Management.
You blew it!
You blew it!
No, he does that in Billy Madison when the kid calls up. He's like, he calls up Miss Vaughn. He's like, would you ever want to go out with Billy? He's like, just hangs up and he's like, you blew it.
I'm thinking of it in That's My Boy. You fucked us, buddy.
Yeah. Oh my God. You fucked us, buddy. Because they went to a spa for a bachelor party. No, You Blew It is De Niro, not a classic movie, but I saw it in theaters. Copland.
Oh.
Copland.
Stallone, Stallone has a chance to help De Niro
Janine
with the
Garofalo?
Case.
Oh, wait.
Sylvester.
I feel like Janine Garofalo is in that movie. Is that crazy?
That sounds crazy to me. Because this would have been when she was still in her peak alt comedy fame.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Was she in a different movie that's similar or just no, not at all?
No.
Are you thinking of Michael Rapaport? Yes, Rappaport?
She is. She's in it. She's Deputy Cindy Betts.
Whoa, Jefferson.
Deputy Cindy Betts.
I'm sorry that I doubted you. I thought you were a fool.
Yeah. Let there be a lesson to all of you.
Whatever Dutch says goes from now on. And you don't question me.
He knows what he's doing.
I was just going to say, everyone go on YouTube, watch the You Blew It scene, because Sylvester Stallone's like, hey, you know that thing we talked about? I came around on, I'd like to do that thing with you. And then De Niro's like, it's too late, you blew it. And he's like, what? And he's like, you blew it. But what's so great is that De Niro is eating a hoagie during the scene, and he's on his lunch break. So he's like a detective, but he's just sitting at his desk, like eating his hoagie, and he's kind of chewing, and it's just very charming. And you must watch.
That's some good food work.
Yeah.
Hey, remember that Copland made me think of Southland. I just had to look it up. Remember that the guy who did Donnie Darko made a movie called Southland?
Oh, Southland Tales.
Southland Tales. Yeah. Have you ever seen it? Somebody I was talking to recently said they saw it and it was actually pretty good. And I said, okay, interesting.
Hey.
Interesting.
Way to go, Richard Kelly.
That's right.
Yeah, Richard Trickard.
Richard Trickard.
All your favorites are back. The Birthday Boys. IFC.
That's right.
It's a good work site, a full work cited. Can we get into some booze news, please?
I would love that.
Wonderful, wonderful women. I go out, that's all that I see. Wonderful, wonderful women. I just wish one of them loved me.
Amazing. Oh, wonderful, dang. Wonderful women was sent to us by Dan Padley himself.
Yeah, good.
No, paddles.
And if you have a booze news theme, email it to thesloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to become friends with paddles, subscribe to our Patreon. Here are our other podcasts. You can join the Discord and you'll be like, you'll be swapping gifts all day on there with Dan Padley.
That was that little flute that he had in there was really good.
That, to those that don't follow the Sloppy Boys, listen to the Sloppy Boys Blowout, our Patreon show. There was a voice note of a song idea I sang into my phone, but it was just a cappella. So Padley turned it into a song most beautiful.
He must have felt like Paul McCartney taking that unearthed John Lennon demo and breathing new life into it. But you can see that the room tone comes in violently when you sing, and then it goes away for the nice music.
He also did a funny thing where the final note of the song, I sang it wrong. I was trying to go like, love me, but I was like, love me. And I hit some weird note and he went with that. And he played some kind of cool minor chord and it was good.
Nice.
Wow.
I thought of this the other day, and guys, we got to start doing it here on the pod. At the end of every episode, one of us will go in order of alphabetical order, picks a Sloppy Boys song to play at the end of the episode. Oh. Get the listeners listening to the music. Some people
to the
probably
catalog.
Like, oh, I mean to listen to these guys. Then they start hearing them. Then you come to the shows where the fun is. This is not
so
fun.
So, Mike, you don't want to give it up for your boy.
After that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I do want to give it up for my boys, but with their music. Okay. In addition.
Maybe it's a song that sort of came up during the course of the episode or has something to do with the drink. It's sort of on theme.
I'm thinking for this first one, let's just do Tom Collins. That's the band or the audience favorite. They just voted on it. It won the best.
And
Yeah,
we got a lot of new people listening to the pod because we got so famous recently. Mm-hmm. Now that we launched video pods, we're kind of in a whole new echelon.
You're just a big deal. But we've got four albums worth of songs. We got to get these things out there. And we own the rights. Just play them.
And also, folks, if you're on TikTok, we're putting our videos on there now. We're putting old music videos. We're putting new clips from the show. Follow us on the TikTok, on the Instagram. Do we do X? I guess we do X.
If you truly like this show, folks, and you want it to stay around, you need to do the boots on the ground type work and get this thing bigger. Mm-hmm. We've done our work. We've done the best we can do.
And we're done.
Pass it around or this show will not make enough money and will go away. It will go away faster than you think.
That's our little NPR fundraiser mm-hmm. that we do. But, a little threat.
They don't really threaten you much at NPR.
I liked our threat when we were kind of talking about putting the video behind the paywall. We should add a new thing that's all we're always threatening is going to get.
That could still happen.
We could say, hey, Booze News is going behind the paywall.
Just one segment.
What if Hanford's behind the paywall? Yeah, Jeff and Tim are for free, but if you wanted those
Hanford. Oh, that's funny. You have to unlock my track? That's good.
You should have to buy each of our audio tracks. So it costs like 15, it's like $5 a guy.
Yeah, but that would hurt my feelings if everybody's buying your two tracks and mine aren't selling.
And they're like, we can infer what Tim's
they're like, and what? It's 63% of the talking.
Yeah, those would be 20-minute episodes. Which I wouldn't mind.
You hate the show.
Okay, we did it again. What's the actual booze news?
Oh, I have some booze news after Tim.
I have a good, interesting thing.
Nice.
This took some tracking. Okay, so it's early in the year to
January
start 1st, talking about
midnight. I love it.
You know, we've got this tradition now. There's this thing. What's the drink of the summer going to be? It started with the Aperol Spritz summer and then conveniently followed up by the White Claw summer. Then there started to be this expectation. So we kind of had, you know, the New York Times saying like, it's Dirty Shirley. And then we were like arguing all summer whether or not it's Dirty Shirley. Espresso Martini. They were like, yeah, kind of, but that's not really, it's just summer specific. And then last year we were like, you had like articles coming out. The first time you heard of a drink is like the Hugo Spritz is the drink of the summer. And you're like, why? Because you just wrote this article.
Anyway, you got to have something to say.
It's too early to start talking about this shit. But I saw a few weeks ago on an Instagram reel, one of the many cocktail influencers that I follow was talking about a drink called the Batanga. Have you ever heard of this?
You mentioned this, yes. No, I've never
Batanga?
Heard of
it. Batanga? Sounds like Pachanga, casino and resort.
Pachanga is where I make all my money, but Batanga is how I spend all my money.
I thought you made all your money here.
No, it's impossible to, Jeff. That's why we need you folks to get the word out.
Yeah, it's impossible to make money off this. Off of BetterHelp Therapy app?
This podcast is a loss leader.
Here's what we do. We take this whole podcast, we put it in like a Cayman Islands bank account or a Swiss bank account, so it's not untaxed.
Yeah. And then get down there ourselves and do the shows from the Cayman
Islands. Start a new life.
We record in a vault in the Cayman Islands.
Yeah.
Ain't no taxes for Uncle Sam.
Sorry for the echo, folks, but it just makes more sense financially.
So I watched this video where a cocktail guy, sort of a viral video, and he's saying, hey, everybody, I just got back from Mexico and we were drinking a drink called the Batanga. I've heard people say Batanga or but I think it's Batanga. Here's what it is. It is tequila, Coke, lime, salt. So kind of like a Cuba Libre, but with tequila. And you might just call it a tequila Coke.
Yeah.
But the little pinch of salt, little squeeze of lime. So this guy, he's like, I was just in Mexico. I was having these. And I think it could be, it's the Batanga. It's the drink of the year. And he's mixed it up.
Past summer to the year.
Yeah. Drink of the year. And then, because it was like February. So, but he's like, yeah, we were all drinking these. They're so good. And here's how you make it. And then he was like, now the most important part, he takes his knife that he chopped the lime with and he sticks it into the highball glass at the end and mixes it up. And he goes, you use that limey knife to mix it all.
Yeah, no shit.
I was like,
that's going to told you that.
Oh, from one lime freak to another. That's how
this guy's going viral off that.
So I see this video and I say, okay, that sounds good, but I don't know if it's the drink of the year. Then I see another video.
Always the skeptic.
Yeah.
Tim over there.
That's what makes him a good journalist.
That's why I'm editor in chief.
I say, yeah, that's the drink of the year. Great.
I mean, I try to have you guys bring in news stories for Booze News, but they're all faith based. You're like, water has been turned to wine. Okay, so then I watch another video. You know, slapheads are always sending me videos. This time somebody sent me one, and it was this is like a TikTok of an influencer going, hey, everybody, it's the drink of the year. It's the Batanga. Mix, here you go. And don't forget to use the knife. And I was like, okay. This guy's calling the drink of the year, and it's also, he's used the knife. That's weird. Then I follow a bartender meme account, and I saw like some grumpy memes about Batangas, people like ordering Batangas. And it was saying like, it was like at a craft bar, like a Batanga is like $14. But if at your local dive bar, tequila Coke is $4 or, you know, what, I don't know where you get a $4 drink, but maybe this was a not Los Angeles. So now I've witnessed it. Multiple people call it like the big happening drink. And then to the point where some bartenders are snarking it. And I was like, this seems like the arc is accelerated. This is moving too fast. And then
I can barely hold on to this thing. Yeah.
Then this story blew wide open because our friend Danny Noonan on the Discord, who has, I believe, sent us some Booze News themes and is one of the upstanding citizens over there on the Discord. He sent me this video. Of a different cocktail influencer being like, hey, who's enjoying Batanga week? Everybody, how about it? He was responding to a comment where someone was like, what the fuck is going on with the Batangas? And this guy said it was all it was intentionally done because earlier this year, a tequila brand it was not an ad and it was not a promotion, but a tequila brand in Mexico invited a bunch of influencers down for a tour of the facility.
Oh.
A bunch of influencers who have their own cocktail accounts. They all went, they took a tour, but then separate, like not, it was, it, th- that brand didn't have anything to do with it.
Tim, sorry, a bunch of cocktail influencers got invited to a getaway?
Yes.
Hold on, I'm gonna. No. Nothing.
Did you check your email?
Yeah, nothing.
And you know, now that influencers want to be called creators, who's creating more than us? The three of us.
Yeah. Now we did go to Napa and we did tour the Frank Family Vineyard.
Yes.
Yeah, that wasn't a Sloppy Boys trip.
Oh right. Because Mike wasn't there.
It was our friend's birthday. When we're on tour, I feel like we've had some local breweries invite us over and stuff, and we're always like, we have sound check.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we go out of our way to not do these influencer things.
So at night, after doing the tour, there's this Algonquin roundtable of TikToker cocktail influencer guys. They were drinking Batangas together and they're getting drunk and they go like, oh, these are so great. And they're like, yeah, these are so great. And they're like, guys, what if, like, when we go back to America, let's call this the drink of the year and see if we can move the needle.
Ooh.
And
wait, you think this is the influencer's idea and not the tequila?
It is the influencer's idea because they didn't, in none of these videos did they plug a specific tequila. They were all just saying tequila, Coke, salt, lime. So it was just a bunch of drunk influencers came up with.
Okay. Well, even that's a little more good natured than like it coming from a booze manufacturer.
Totally. It's not a fake. I didn't mean to say that it's like a corporate shit because we don't stand for that.
No,
not
like that.
But
no, I sometimes.
This is just to say, this is where we're at. Yeah, I mean, some of it's pretty good.
Sometimes I do. Really quiet squeaking in there.
So you're the one who started the whole thing about hating corporate shit. Now you've also come around on some of this.
He'll make an allowance now and again.
You got to come around on some. You got to grow on some of this stuff.
Well, then maybe you won't like this. Because this wasn't corporate shit, but I think what this is an Andy Kaufman-esque playing on one of the greats. I bring it into Boost News to say just this is sort of undercutting the whole drink of summer culture.
Yeah.
Is kind of being fucked with a little bit by people who have the power to fuck with it. And I don't know how many influencers were there. I saw like a little video on this guy.
We would never fuck with it.
No way.
Pure and honest.
We do have the power. We just wouldn't fuck with it.
Fuck with it can be confusing because I, as an elder millennial, still say fuck with it like fuck it up. But fuck with it now means I don't fuck with that.
Hmm. Oh, right. Yeah, right.
I don't fuck with you. You stupid. What hip hop song is that?
I don't fuck with you. Big Sean.
I like that song.
Big Sean's back.
I was setting up for a UCB party one year and doing like just setting up the speakers and like playing songs. And that song was new. Uh-huh. Somebody's mom was helping set up like the streamers and stuff like that. And it's like, if you don't know the song, it's like, you stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. And this mom was aghast. She almost turned to ash in front of everybody. She was withering. I could see her weakening with every swear that came out of the speakers.
It's funny also to have like a UCB party, like we're all adults and let's have our mom come in and put up the streamers.
Yeah, I don't know whose mom it was.
I'm sure
mom.
She's a lovely lady.
One time I was walking with my family in New Jersey and a car came driving by with the windows down and the music was blaring just in time for us to hear like, my neck, my back, my pussy, and my crack. And okay, the Calpacus has just got a little bit of a schooling there. On this.
Scandalized on the streets.
Oh, boy. Wait, the influencer thing, going back, I forget. Oh, remember the, we all remember the Grimace milkshake. That whole thing, I believe, was started by like a company. Like a company put
McDonald's.
sorry. The viral videos for that.
You think that this might have been corporate?
Yeah, I think that Grimace, I think he works for McDonald's. Anyway.
He did some digging?
I did a little digging. It didn't take long. It didn't take as long as that other thing.
Burning the midnight oil, finding old pictures of Grimace.
But the remember all those videos of the people drinking the shake and then like, it was almost like a
and then they would like die.
I think a company started doing that and put a bunch out, and then people just copied it and did it.
I want to do one of those.
We should do one. Not now, though. Well, next time they do the Grimace milkshake.
The Grimace milkshake brings my boys to the yard.
Brings Ronald to the playpen. Anyway, I have some booze news.
Tell the world, Mike.
It's not really. It's kind of like. It's a little bit like Mike eats his way through New York City. So I went to a friend's show the other night, Matt Susich. He was doing a show at this bar. And I got there a little early. So I was sitting at the bar trying to find a good spot. I was there by myself. And I said to myself, you know what? I'm gonna get this drink. They had a drink on the menu. It was really good, actually. I want to tell you what it was. It was called the Island Hopper.
Ooh.
Ready for this? It was... this thing keeps turning. Yeah. Oh, God, my fucking phone. Oh, hold on. This screen keeps jumping around. Don't take any of this out, Milan.
This sucks.
This is for the Island Hopper. House-made spiced coconut rum.
Ooh.
Something house called made. Canela liqueur. Borrow's ginger. Pineapple and lime. And not too sweet tiki is what it's called. But it was really good.
Not too sweet?
Sounds
good. It was very good. And
what
it
was
made,
that liqueur you said? I never heard that word.
I didn't hear it. Carnella? Yeah, I'd never heard of it. It'd be K-A-N-E-L-A, Canela.
Canela.
Liquor. Liqueur. It was really good. And as I'm drinking, I'm like, ooh, I should, this is like a milkshake would be very good. That was just one thing I was thinking.
Oh.
But anyway, so I got one of those. And as I finished, I've never done this before, but I was finishing it up. And the bartender, just one bartender, came around and he goes, how you doing? I said, you know what? Make me another one of these. But you can see how much I have left. So, you know, you don't have to rush on it. And as I finished that one, he sets the other one down right in front of me. I was like, this is great having the bartender. And then I was like, hey, could you make me an old fashioned, but just like half the rye? I just don't want to get, you know. To dry on a third cocktail, like a full cocktail. And he did that for me. I left him a big fat tip. But it was like, it was so fun to be like, I'm going to be at the bar and I'm going to say, another one of these. Just like making the setting up a little station at the bar, not without no intention of like, you know, sharing it. Just me and the bartender all night long.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
It was
it's like you got your own little scientist, your own little drink scientist. Yeah.
I love sitting at the bar. I've been eating dinner at like at a restaurant, like requesting to sit at the bar instead of a table because you could, it's fun to, you feel a little more involved with the kitchen staff. You're looking into the kitchen. Hey, fire that broccolini.
And then fire that chef. He's taking too long on that broccolini.
He's eating the broccolini. But I like chatting it up. And especially, you guys go to Donna's in Echo Park?
Mm-mm.
No.
Probably the best service I've ever had. Like best friendliest staff, hospitality. They go above and beyond to make you feel like you're dining at a friend's house kind of, but you sit at the bar. There's drinks walking past. I'm like, what was that drink? And they're like, oh, here, I'll make you a little taste. Ooh. Or like, they're getting like, hey, we thought somebody ordered this appetizer, but it was a mistake. Do you want this? But you sit at the bar. Everyone, you become a fixture.
Ooh.
Tim, is this where we got the like clarified milk thing?
No, that's Nativo in Highland Park.
Damn.
What's this place or it's a steak house?
This is a red sauce Italian place that's the toast of LA right now. It's so good. Very simple. It's right next to Low Boy and it got really popular just cuz it's good. It's not expensive. It's not trying too hard. It's just a really good spot.
I'm but definitely it's like going there.
You get like garlic bread and fucking just the staples. Caesar salad, you know, fucking spaghetti ragu.
Now this stuff shows up before you even order, or you got to put the order
you in have there? To ask for the thing. But what I'm saying is there's a lot of fun stuff. Dessert, they'll bring in a free shot of limoncello. There's stuff
limoncello wouldn't be so they got to order the lime anyway. Tim,
I was agreeing with you, Mike. Sit at the bar, talk to the bartender, learn a thing or two about your life.
Mm-hmm. Be a person and communicate with people. And you can also be on your phone if you want. I was.
You were playing snood the whole time, huh?
I didn't talk to him the whole time.
When he made you an old-fashioned with half the rye, did he charge you less?
You know, I don't know because at that point I was 2.5 drinks deep and I was feeling spendy.
2.5 sheets to the wind.
Yeah.
So wait, did he make you half of a full Manhattan or did
No, I said make the full old fashioned, but just use half as much.
Interesting.
Or I mean use as much as the whatever. It probably came out as half.
But what about the balance, Mike? The balance.
Yeah, I wasn't too worried about the balance.
Okay. okay.
I wasn't.
There's a bartender at a restaurant at L&E Oyster Bar.
Oh, that's a great, I love that place.
I ate there once and I talked to him for a bit and I told him I hosted a cocktail podcast. So he's like, oh, what drink did you do this week? And we like talked about what drink. And then like, and I think I even had him make me like a last word or something from the show. Then I went back a few weeks later and he was like, hey, podcast guy, what was the drink this week? Want me to make you? And I was like, it was the week we did Grimace Piss. So I'd be like, we did a drink called Grimace Piss. So I don't
even get into it. Just,
what did they say? Did they say, oh, I'm curious. I'd like to start selling that.
That sounds very interesting. Who invented that? And did he stand by his invention or did he pawn it off on his friends?
Someone who we're convinced had a large head injury recently. He invented that.
Is that it for booze news? Jesus Christ.
It's okay sometimes if it goes long. You know what I like about L&E is it's got the upstairs bar, right? Is that, I've only been to that upstairs
bar. It is, but I like to go downstairs, but to the bar downstairs. That's my move.
Into the belly of the beast.
I've only been upstairs and I like it because it's a small little room. It's got a balcony, overlooks the street, and it feels like you're in a little fort, like a little tree fort.
It feels like Italy or something.
It's like a tree fort maybe in Italy, but like, if you can have any bar that looks like a fort, a little tree fort.
There's nothing tree about it. It's just got it upstairs.
I'm with Jeff. I'm more on the balcony is more European. I'm not on board for this tree fort thing, but how about the Checker Hall in Highland Park? That's a cool one, right?
That's a balcony.
That's like New Orleans vibes.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Actually, you know what was a shitty bar, but was had that was a Public House in Los Feliz.
Yeah.
If you said, what's the deal?
Upstairs by the window.
I'm
in Paris and I'm drinking Bud Light.
I'm in Paris and it smells like piss out here.
They've got terrible chicken wings here in Paris.
Public House did a lot of different things poorly or okay.
They're like, we have 80 beers on tap. They're all skunked.
Skunked. 80 beers, all skunked. Ton of food, none of it good. Jukebox, no dance floor.
A lot of seating upstairs, no one's there.
Arcade games, sort of.
Pool table was fun.
Our IFC series, The Birthday Boys, when it was airing, that's where we'd get our friends together on Friday nights to watch our new episodes, and we'd have a little party. And they gave us a back room where we could put the channel on, but there'd be sometimes like the music would still be playing and the speakers even in the TV room, like the music for the bar was. So you'd be like watching Comedy Bang Bang and Birthday Boys and then hearing like,
yes. And every time we went
that song from the Super Bowl. Yes.
10 weeks in a row, season one and then season two. And then every time we went, one of us would have to get there early and explain to like the new guy, the new what person. We do. Just like there was no like memory, like a goldfish over there. Yeah. It was just starting from scratch every week for 10 weeks.
And he doesn't mean the goldfish crackers, folks.
No. There's a lot of turnover there. In the grand tradition of Los Feliz bars, it's everybody's first night.
And when I say what's going on over there, that place suffered it really suffered during COVID. But then they say that there was like a leak, and that place and the study and the restaurant next to it have been shuttered for months and months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's been a little construction, but no sign of reopening. What's going on?
I think it's fucked, man.
Yeah, that sucks. That was a good spot. Well, do you guys want to? We spent some time talking here, huh?
Too much.
No, it's not too much. I don't think, because we're drink or no drink. We're still talking and having fun in the audience.
Ooh, that's a good drink or no drink. That'd be a good like network game show.
Oh,
you
yeah.
take a sip from a glass, and if there's liquid in it, you're like, drink. And if there's no liquid,
you're like, Regis, this is sand. No drink!
Regis, we dug you up from the graveyard to tell you.
Oh, shit. I thought he had passed. Well, RIP. Okay, so we want to talk about the drink. Oh, the day. Now, this is something we'd never, well, we've kind of done it before, but this is a drink this is an IBA drink called the Black Russian. You've had?
No.
Not had.
Heard.
I've had and heard. We did White Russian maybe first year of this podcast, I'd say.
It was like the first 10 episodes, I would say.
And we did it knowing that the Black Russian was on the list, I think, but just like, well, we're more familiar. Or maybe at the time the White Russian was on the IBA list.
Well, just because on the IBA list, it says Black Russian, but then there's a note. A White Russian is if you float heavy cream on top. So we took the cream option. But then we said, we should do our due diligence.
So we can really just no asterisks get done with this list. This is the third to last we've got. I'm pretty sure I talked about the history when I introduced the White Russian. But I, on liquor.com, I like the sum up here. So I'm just going to read the summary of this, how this drink was invented. In the late 1940s. Pearl Mesta, an American ambassador to Luxembourg, was hanging out in the bar at the Hotel Metropole in Brussels. The establishment's bartender, Gustav Tops, decided to make a signature drink for her, the Black Russian. The Cold War was just starting, so creating a dark, mysterious drink by mixing Russian vodka and Kahlua was appropriate for the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Exciting.
I'm
surprised it's that early. I thought this was going to be more of a Fern Bar thing.
Me too.
In the 70s.
Yeah. One more thing, though, about this woman, Pearl Mesta. She was, let's see, in Washington, she was known as the hostess with the mostess. It said that President Henry Truman.
Like Beetlejuice?
Mm-hmm. It said that President Henry Truman played the piano at one of her parties while General Dwight Eisenhower apparently sang, "Drink to me only with thine eyes," at another. So those were the types of.
Wow.
There's no record of what she was serving.
Two presidents at her party?
Yeah. Singing piano or on piano, singing and having a great time. Well, and then the White Russian, I think, came around in the 60s, very easy to make as well. This is a super easy drink to make.
Now, Mike, when you say White Russian, it reminds me of a movie character, The Dude. Okay, now the dude abides, man.
The dude abides, my man. This guy was a pot smoking, bowling ball hucking, chucking freak.
Jeff, you got to see this movie, man.
Dude.
Yeah, it's on my list.
It's The Rug, dude. The Rug tied the room together, Jeff. You'll get that when you see the movie.
Yeah,
here we go.
There's a beverage here, man.
There's a beverage here, man. I just need to find a cash machine. Black Russian. Ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
50 milliliters vodka, 20 milliliters coffee liqueur, and that's it.
Now, you said Kahlua. That was the original?
That's, I guess so.
Wow.
That's what it said in this article. But yeah, Kahlua, I was thinking at first, Kahlua is like kind of the most popular of these.
But you said the other day, that it's got rum in it. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, that is funny. Because when I was looking at Kahlua, I was like, oh, this is rum. Do I need to find a coffee liqueur? And then I just kept seeing this as a coffee liqueur. And I guess I'm just using this.
The other one you see around a lot is Mr. Black. Oh, Jeff's got it. There you go.
Yeah, that one I saw in a list.
There you go.
I saw a list that was like 10 coffee liqueurs that, you know, are better than Kahlua or something like that. And that was like number one.
It's funny to do the Black Russian here in 2024 because we are in espresso martini. And so one of the most popular drinks on earth now is vodka, coffee liqueur, and espresso. So this is that minus the espresso, which is minus the caffeine, but it'll probably have the same goddamn taste. But that's why you're finding all these articles. Like, there's a lot of talk these days about coffee liqueur because of the espresso martini. And I feel like when I order them when we made it on the show, I used Kahlua, but when I order them out at bars, they're usually using Mr. Black.
For real? Interesting.
So Mr. Black doesn't have any liquor in it?
No, Mr. Black is
Mr. Black.
50 proof. And this has cold brew all over it. So I think it is made from real coffee. I don't know if there is any kick to this caffeine wise, but you're right. Like espresso martini, you're getting actual espresso.
A shot of
this.
Espresso.
Yeah.
Now, why do they call it espresso?
Oh, I knew that was coming. Tim, it's because it zips you.
To get you,
you didn't tell us the method. You told us the two ingredients.
Yes, the method. Very good.
Hey, we are taking the scenic route in this episode.
Method, pour the ingredients into an old-fashioned glass filled with ice cubes and stir it gently. No, White Russian, float fresh cream on top and added and stir slowly. Garnish! Not applicable. Although I did see in either Difford's or Liquor.com somewhere that
a bean?
Three beans.
No, you could take a maraschino cherry. Put that in there with a little skewer. Sailing, I think. You take a lemon wedge, like that. Lemon wedge. Take the cherry right there.
Yeah. Oh, so lemon is sort of hugging the cherry.
That's right. But folks who don't watch the video, you got to go to the video now and watch because I did a hand signal for it.
I would garnish it with this. Is there like a chocolatey garnish that you could hang off the side of a glass?
Yes, a Hershey Kiss, my boy.
You put a slit in it with a knife.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what about an Oreo or a Hydrox?
Oh, yeah.
A Hydrox.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do for my round two is use some of that vanilla vodka that we used last week.
Yes, dude. Spicy 50. I was thinking that sounds fantastic.
Fuck.
I'm going to make a half for my first one because I've had one of these already. I know what's going on.
All right. That's good. I'm excited.
Me too.
Yeah.
You want to get into it?
Yes.
All right, folks. Open up your ears and listen to the ads. We'll be right back after these messages.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
And we're back! Black Russians in hand. Wow, look at him.
I just made a little guy.
Drinks up. Drinks up, hose down. Sips? Let's just get into sips.
Sure, why not? We don't have much time left.
Let's get into it. Hey, let's get at it.
Let's get after it. Ooh, it's
That's good.
Yum, 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 yum.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kahlua, it comes through. I didn't know 20 milliliters would make it through, but it did.
I'll tell you this, Mr. Boston is like, I did a little sample back and forth of that in my Kahlua.
Mr. Boston?
Mr. Boston? Or not Mr. Boston.
Mr. Black.
Mr. Black.
What is Mr. Boston?
That's Mitch? Like a brand of...
that's Mitch.
It's our friend Mike Mitchell.
Hello, Mr. Boston.
I have a Mr. Boston cocktail guide.
Yeah, I have my simple syrup is like now by Mr. Boston.
Mr. Boston makes me think of like... He's allergic to the Kahlua. while Tim's recovering from his sneeze, I'd like to do my impression of Al Pacino ordering this drink. But
Kahlua.
Yeah, that's right.
Nah, he snaked you. Eat your lunch, right. Mike.
Mike's fine with it. He just wanted someone to do it.
I just wanted to hear it. There. Kahlua.
I just want to get that Kahlua. Make that be known to the world.
I don't really do a great Al Pacino impression, so I'm glad it got out there.
Hey, can I say my thing about Mr. Black?
Al Pacino?
Hoo-ah.
Are you guys done?
I'm done.
Mr. Black, the Reservoir Dogs character? I mean, what the...
Well, I said earlier in the episode, Mr. Black, like from The Simpsons.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, Mr. Black, like Mr. White.
Oh, yeah. Jeff, what were you about to say about Mr. Boston?
Mr. Walker.
You were about to talk about your friend Mitch.
I compared my Mr. Black to my Kahlua. Mr. Black tastes like espresso martini exactly. Kahlua, you get your rummy, sugary, caramelly coffee. Both good tastes, but like way different, I would say.
Wow.
Wait, you're saying the Kahlua is more of a fun, sweet treat?
Yep, exactly right.
That's funny because like if a recipe called for wine, let's say, there's so many different types of wine that like just coffee liqueur, if it tastes different, come out.
And I'll tell you what, if I were to mix vanilla vodka with this,
yeah,
I maybe, you know, I'm sure it's going to be great with the Kahlua, but then it's a real sweet treat
because
you're getting that sweet vodka as well. Yeehaw, yeehaw.
I'm gonna make a round two. I'm making a round two of this
already.
Well, I made a half one. I made a little tiny guy.
Oh, I noticed.
Because I was going to do it with the vanilla.
But you didn't want to have two drinks tonight, huh?
Well, I don't mind having two drinks, but, you know, just off the get-go. I know I'm going to drink this quick just so I can get to the next one.
And Tim, we're playing Fortnite after this, and we need him sharp.
You got to be sharp for that.
That's right.
What's been happening over in Fortnite these days?
Well, some wins, some losses.
Yeah, you know.
Are you guys ever going to like a Travis Scott concert out there or anything? Like on an island?
Yeah, I guess you can do that, right? I it hasn't
there
come
was
up
a Weezer
yet.
Oh, yeah. Concert.
No, really?
At one point.
I remember seeing Lil Nas X stuff he did
The Weeknd did one. Yeah.
Did Lil Nas X do one too? Or that was on, maybe that was in Minecraft or something. I remember seeing a video and be like, wow, this is something else.
Crazy.
Something different.
That's kind of cool. You know what was weird? I was looking in my, wasn't that, huh?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I looked in my fridge to see if I had heavy cream to turn this into a white Russian. And lo, I did, because the Ramos Fizz was only a few weeks ago and it has not yet turned. Nice. I got 2 days left till expiration.
Woo. Nice.
Love that, Tim. Love that for you.
But it's hard because I also want to try this vanilla vodka thing. So I've got some decisions that I have to make, and I got to man up, dude. I got to nut up, and I got to make some choices.
A lot of people have a troubled past. You have a troubled present.
Yeah. I have a checkered future.
we've never done this on the pod before. How about the double fist?
Wow.
Two fists of cocktails.
Two fists. Hey, I had an idea. This is maybe a blowout. Maybe it's a main. I don't know. Once we figure out, once we conquer the IBA, this show could become anything. Mm-hmm. I had an idea. We maybe even talked about it, discussing sodas and such.
Mm. No.
The episode is called From Soft to Hard, Best Soda Mixer.
Okay, it's a mixer.
See what I'm saying?
But why from soft to hard? Oh, because it's
soft drink and you're spiking it up.
Now, here's what I like about this, Jeff, is that a lot of the best sodas are not great mixers because you gotta stand up. This is why we have club soda and not just seltzer, because club soda has got that sodium kick that can stand up to the vodka.
The quinine.
The cue on the gun, that's right.
If you drink tonic water straight, you're like, that's a little weird. But if you have it with gin, you say, no, that's kind of nice. here's an interesting one that I did one time. You ever go to like a Jewish deli and you get the Dr. Brown's soda? They got like black cherry.
The weirdies. They have like celery and creamsicle and stuff.
I had a celery soda and vodka one time.
That was a sharp ending to that drink.
Yeah. Was it razor blades in there? Or is that an old wives' tale?
Ah, shit. I didn't forget to turn off my AC. Now it's off.
Here's a little treat for the video watchers.
Oh, my God.
Thug Life.
I'm wearing Thug Life glasses. And don't they kind of look actually fake? Like they look
they
like
do.
Yeah, an emoji on?
Yeah, it looked like you were bringing in like a Snapchat filter in real life. Okay, they're like the pixelated, the glasses.
I've never seen Thug Life on a thought before.
Okay, how about the double middle finger sunglasses, huh? Funny.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Well, treat for the video watchers, and hold on a second.
Nasty
we got
man.
The Bloody Mary glasses.
Whoa.
Hey.
Those are, no, those, that's fun.
Now, are these prescription lenses?
Yeah. These are for reading.
Could you imagine an eye doctor would flip the fuck out if you came in with those and said, yeah, can we get prescription lenses in this? What the fuck did he say to me? He says that to his nurse. What the fuck did that guy just say?
But it's in front of you, so you hear it.
Yeah.
Have I told my lens crafter story on pod?
No.
You had a lens crafter story this whole time?
A guy who doesn't wear glasses, so now I'm very curious.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what this was all about.
What the hell were you in there for?
I think that I'm nearsighted. I have a little bit of trouble, like, when I was in, like, college, looking at in a big lecture hall, like, looking at a PowerPoint or looking at the board from far away, I was getting kind of squinty.
We call that a hangover where I'm from.
Stop it!
I knew you in college, man. You had some nights out, and these were school nights.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah, he didn't slow down. Oh, Tim, we got an exam tomorrow. Okay. I'll have one less beer, he'd say.
So I'm college age, and I'm home for the summer, and I walk into the mall with my mom and my dad. So an adult boy, his mom, his dad.
going to buy her back to school clothes.
An adult boy being taken out as if I was, like back to school, but I'm a full grown man. We go into Lens Crafters, and as we're walking, I was like, I'm just curious, I should go do the, test or whatever, but, I when it comes to the frames, I've got mom, dad, I've got a very my head is kind of wide, right? So I'm a little
kind when we, of.
when we pick out my frames, you know, I got to make sure that they're not too narrow. That's a concern. Okay,
so then, you don't want to look like Dave Bautista in the new Blade Runner movie, where he's got the giant head and the itty bitty lenses.
I didn't want to look like a guy in a tanning bed with those little ones that just right on your eyeballs.
Little tiny cups.
So I walk in lens grabbers with my mom and dad. We all sort of split up because we're looking at different frames.
Hey, yeah, Jimmy, we had divide and conquer. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want these wire ones? Or do you want these Weezer-y ones? Or do you want, you know, like, what are you going to do? And we're all kind of like looking and keeping in mind that Tim's worried about the glasses being too narrow. So my mom had said, like, pulled outside at like a clerk and was like, hi, are they all like the same or width? Or because my son's got kind of a wide head. And then separately, my dad had pulled her aside and been like,
he's like, yeah, we saw the door frames when he came in.
My son is still waiting out in the mall. He couldn't get in here.
He's waiting outside.
They're detaching him from the trailer.
My dad had separately said the same thing. So anyway, we're this young, like, teenage lady is has been helping us. And then, but then the manager, who's going to like really do the real stuff, is in the back. So he comes out and she goes, oh, okay. Hi. So...
He's expecting like a sideshow freak based on the intel he's getting.
He hasn't heard yet. He's just walking up because he was in the back. But then she gets his attention. She goes, hi. Hi, these people are looking for glasses for their widehead son.
And you heard?
I was right there. All the three of us were all together. Widehead, just like, you know, a widehead son.
Ah, yes, and you must be the boy.
He's like, which one? Which of you has a sort of Hey Arnold look to you? Ah, yes, right here. Okay.
I mean, that's, Tim, God. I didn't surprise you didn't bring that up when I meant did my blood pressure guy story.
Oh, yeah. Widehead son, blood pressure guy.
Just telling your flaws right in front of you.
She's like trying to remember these. So they're looking for frames for their widehead son. Yes.
That's very good. Very good.
And I wasn't a little son. I was 20.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, you guys want to make a second round of this? What would you change?
But you never got the glasses. That's why, like, the story just leaves, because I've never seen Tim in glasses, so it's nice.
I've never seen it in my life.
Oh, I did. I wore them for, like...
a sketch joke.
I put them on... It was a sketch. Like, kind of glasses I wear in the Contemporary Family sketch. I had ones like that, and I would just put them on if I was in a lecture hall in
wow. And you just don't use them at all?
Well, I just...
to fit in, yeah.
It was so mild. Like, once I did the test, when the guy who was told that I was a whitehead son, he like gave me the eye test and found out like I just have like astigmatism in one eye, and I can see pretty. It's basically like night driving, or like my eyes get a little blurry if I'm like looking at a like reading subtitles from far away for several hours.
Interesting. You're reading billboards all day.
But I lost the glasses and I never replaced them.
Ah, damn. I like having the glasses. Gives me another option fashion wise.
Yeah, you want to look bookish.
Sometimes.
I think of you as a glasses man, Mike.
Yeah, I've had this in the past.
Like Egon.
Probably 6 years now, I've gone glasses more and more. So I think if you were to describe me, I'd be like, oh, that guy with the glasses, he wears glasses. But I don't wear them on stage or when I do like videos and stuff.
Well, careful, Mike, because you don't want to have the Marc Maron issue.
What's that?
Had different looks his whole career. Nobody could pin him down.
Ah.
You know? Short hair, long hair, glasses, no glasses, beard, no beard.
You can only reinvent once the masses know you.
Yeah.
But he froze at like the, once he got to WTF, he kind of stuck with that look.
Yeah, 50, he picked a look. That's good.
I'm gonna 10 years, I'm gonna pick my look.
Yeah. I got 20 years, I can pick my look.
Yeah.
All right. Would you make a second round?
I'm going to.
I'm going to do the vanilla thing too, and then I'm going to bring my cream in case I want to white it up.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I'm going to do vanilla and Kahlua. I'm going sweet. I'm a big old sweetie.
Nice. Me, yeah, I'm doing just vanilla and the Kahlua. All right.
Yeah. All right, folks, we'll see you right back here after this.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
With round two, Black Russian. I realized segment one, I said you don't want to go vanilla with the Kahlua, but I did. Here we go.
We've all got the same thing. I got Kahlua and vanilla. Absolute.
Nice.
Absolute.
Oh.
Mm. Ooh, that's good.
Damn.
That tastes like a latte or something, like a Starbucks drink. That's
just, if this doesn't have a name, we should claim it.
Yeah, that's really good.
It's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
But it's would be very good to serve to a baby.
It's a lot going on the same way that, like, when you get a
Starbucks.
Yeah, a Starbucks, like, yeah. Frappy, like the frozen thing, right?
That's those, yeah, it is crazy.
I love those.
Yeah.
I'm always ordering Starbucks drinks and getting them unsweetened or, like, one pump. But, like, if it, like, Starbucks or McDonald's, you ever get just, like, a normal thing, ugh, it's so fucking strongly sweet. Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. Dunkin', I used to do extra light, extra sweet, I think they call it, on the East Coast. Instead of, like, this many creams and this many sugars, you just say, like, extra, extra or whatever. Nasty now. Well, too much. I never.
Like Dunkin', when you're picking your flavor, if you get an iced coffee and want a flavor, they've got some of the flavors are shots and some are swirls. And I think swirl has sugar and shot doesn't. So. They're good, though. You ever get, like, the toasted almond or, like, the coconut? They're good. They're good. Now, good. I've got my heavy cream left over from the Ramos Fizz. I'm going to cream this up.
Man, this is so different. This with the vanilla vodka.
This is so different.
Hey, when we did the Shamrock Shake and we liquored it up, what do we put in there? Just whiskey?
Whiskey. Jameson.
Jameson.
Let's do that for St. Patrick's Day on pod.
Yeah. Yes. That's good.
Because we did it once as a Twitch happy hour.
As like a stream thing.
And we loved it. And I'm amped for fucking Shamrock Shake season, baby.
I'm wondering if you put a little of that absolute vanilla into a shake.
Ooh.
Watch out.
Yeah, but the Shammy Shake is already vanilla-y.
What's the flavor of a Shamrock Shake? Vanilla with green?
It's mildly minty if you really, 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 but it's not very minty. It's really a vanilla shake with a hint of mint.
And we just stirred that Jameson in, right? There was, we didn't, it's not infused or anything. It's just stirred in.
We just stirred it in and we weren't going off of any, it was just an inclination I had. And then later we found out that people were doing that, but it's, there was no recipe or anything.
That's a good inclination. That's good.
But we'll do that for St. Patty's Day coming up.
Oh, that's great. We should do it for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, that's what Tim just said.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, this.
I thought it was a new idea you just had. Like,
hey, I got an idea. I'm gonna repeat what Tim just said.
Guys, I've added the cream and it helped just, it like diluted a little bit so that the vanilla and the coffee are not fighting. They're playing together. They're swirling around each other.
Well, they're good bedfellows.
Yeah, that's a nice lubricant for them both. Mm.
We forgot to make, this winter we were supposed to make a ski themed drink that I said was going to be like minty, creamy, minty, minty, creamy.
We still have time for a ski drink. No, we have to get done with this IBA. We have two drinks left now after this.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
When does ski season end? It stretches.
In NorCal? You can go as late as you want.
You know, in California, you can ski in the morning and surf in the afternoon.
Is that true?
Yeah, but good luck with the traffic.
Yeah, right. The traffic. That's what it is. That's why what makes it tough. The fucking traffic.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This is delicious.
The way you were nodding, Tim. I see, I don't want to play the video. I don't like video. I'm against video. But the way you were nodding reminded me of like a Muppet thing.
I felt like a Muppet. I was thinking that too.
Or like when somebody makes a point and they make a face and nod. The other thing that they do that I love is like the open mouth nod. Yeah.
Like, it's like after a Muppet makes Kermit a joke the Frog. And then they leave the mouth open and look around to everybody.
Yeah. It's the best.
That's Muppet good. Stuff... It translates so well right into adulthood. Like, that, you know, you think Muppets is like kids stuff. And no, if you watch it as an adult, it's great. But like, if you know a Muppet, like I knew like a Muppet guy, I won't say his name, but I think you guys knew him too in college. Like a guy who was like 21 and still had like Muppet posters in his, on his wall. And you're like, that's challenging for me to witness, but I will admit that, like, when I watch Muppet stuff,
that's challenging for me. They're like trying not to fucking dunk on this guy. It's taking every ounce of my effort.
I don't want to dunk on.
It's like a dad who had to go to family therapy. Of like, it's challenging for me when my son has a Gonzo up in his wall.
When my son has Gonzo on the wall, I feel this way.
No, in college and when we were in school, you had to have the black and white poster or the two girls kissing or Pulp Fiction or Fight Club.
Miss Piggy and a Calvin Klein ad.
My brain thought that those two girls kissing were the girls from Tattoo. They're not.
Oh, the
all the things Tattoo? She said, all the things she said, all the things she said.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's just a good photograph that got famous. It's not the all the things you said. And it's not Tegan and Sarah either because they're sisters.
Right. Hmm.
I thought it was the cast of Simple Life. with Paris and Nicole.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good cast.
Good cast. Mm-hmm. Mike, are you still on your bad mic?
Probably. I couldn't switch it.
You're bad.
I couldn't switch it, nor did I try.
Bad to the bone. Well, let me help you out here, Jeff. This is an order again for me.
Hey, you transition on the blowout, not the main. But I would invite both of you to give your final thoughts.
And what a blowout it was this week. We talked about most handsome guy.
Oh, yeah. Crowning the most handsome guy.
We picked him.
Patreon.com/thesloppyboys. $5 a month. You get to hear your three boys do a better podcast than this one.
Something we're actually interested in.
Mm, yeah.
This is an order again for me. I like both versions I've had, and I will leave it up to the bartender, I guess.
Same here. And I got to say, it's basically a poor man's espresso martini, right? Mm. Like, if I could brew up a little drip coffee and kind of make a poor man's over here, that'd be fun for me.
But why? Oh, boy.
No.
Oh, no.
He's going to let it fly.
He's going to blow.
Fun fact, before he sneezes, no one can actually sneeze with their eyes open. Okay.
But here's, I'm also in order again. I think this is delicious, but there's some caveats, right? Which is the white Russian.
Not for me.
I think the white Russian is better than the black Russian. So I would only be ordering a black Russian if I'm not in the mood for cream. I think an espresso martini is more functional and helpful in my life than a black Russian because of the caffeine. So I would only be ordering a black Russian when I don't want a caffeine fix. But when do I ever not want that caffeine fix? Mm. I guess right before bed, I would have a black Russian. After dinner drink, there's your answer. After dinner.
All day white Russians and then pivot to black at 11 p.m.
The very last moment.
After a big dinner, you don't want a creamy drink. You don't want caffeine. You want a black Russian.
Yes.
It's an after-dinner dessert drink. There you go. Take us out of here. That's our show. Follow us on Patreon at patreon.com.
Patreon.com/thesloppyboys. That's where you get the bonus show. We talked about it. That's a good show that we put effort into and we care about. More so than this show, The Lost Leader.
this show is in the
red. Where are you getting that term, Jeff? Is that a finance term or something?
That's a business term, Mike.
Yeah.
You got to hang out with me. You learn a thing or two.
Yeah.
You
know? About
this show is basically just a tax shelter. This is an illegitimate front. This is a fake out to get the IRS off our case.
Yeah. It's a shell corporation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's a shame.
Not oil. It's a shell game.
Shell brand oil. We're going to the Cayman Islands. We're going to start broadcasting from a vault, and we ain't paying no taxation without no representation. So we get Trump in there.
We ain't paying, and guess what? We ain't telling the combo for this vault, neither. That's how we're going to keep all the cash.
Because that's where we keep the cash.
That we keep the cash in the vault. You want the code? You got to be one of us.
You got to be one of us.
Good show, guys.
Great
really
show.
Really funny.
Great stuff.
I feel like we were all funny, and I was so funny.
You were on fire, bro.
This was great. Yeah. Everyone did great.
And great show, those of you listening at home, you're part of this.
We love you. And you know what? Now we're going to take you out with the song of the week, Sloppy Boy song of the week, Tom Collins.
Unless, did a different song come
up? Oh, right.
What did we talk about? We talked about coffee. We don't have
I need to look
songs.
At our songs. I need to look at the
I
songs.
Told a Lens Crafter story. Do we have any Lens Crafter songs? No.
No, we don't have any songs specifically about the Lens Crafters.
Coffee, Lens Crafters.
Well, what are some of our songs?
Tom Collins.
Well, I'll pick Tom Collins for this one, and then one of you guys can do next week.
Great.
Okay.
Tom Collins.
Bye, folks.
Bye, folks.
Bye.
judgment to my travel agent, 'cause they had free booze on my Carnival cruise. Hey kid, can you tell me what's Australian for beer? And then what's Australian for puke? 'Cause I just chundered here. If you know what I mean, dear God, do you know what I